The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I will turn our attention to matters domestic now. And I know a lot of you listening to this show will have got up early this morning and you will have logged in onto your computers and your phones, and you will have done so with the hope of getting your hands on Bruce Springsteen tickets. Some of you will have got lucky and you will have those tickets, others less so. What about the people in the middle who thought they had the tickets, but then Bank of Ireland let them down, like Ollie Gorman in County Laois? Ollie, what happened?
Good evening. Yeah, interesting one this morning. All right. So I must admit I probably wasn't one of the first in the queue. I went on just before 9, got into the queue. Everything seemed to be going slow, but pretty well. Eventually, as the clock ticked down, I found myself with two tickets, as I thought, just about to finalise the sale. And the normal BOI authentication app popped up. And I tried to go in and confirm, but unfortunately, it just didn't work. It just completely crashed. There was no sign of it moving at all. Now, I was at my desktop as well and just went in to see if I could have a look and maybe do it on that, but it was not working. So I assumed the entire BOI system for that particular thing was down. So, yeah, quite unfortunate. Eventually ran out of time on Ticketmaster and gone. So, look, not the end of the world. Lots of bigger problems out there, but still very frustrating and probably shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, have you come in to see Bruce before?
Just once, and it was great, and hoping to go and see it again. Yeah, he was really, really good, and yeah, definitely looking forward to it. So a little bit disappointing, a bit frustrating, but yeah, I suppose the issue is, you know, will that happen again? Is it a one-off or what's the story? I don't personally like that app. I think there's been issues with it since it started. I'm not sure if some of the other listeners would feel the same. But yeah, not ideal. Not a good experience this morning anyway.
Yeah, I would it make you, and kind of from Bank of Ireland's point of view, this might be worrying for them, your answer. So I'll ask you the question. I mean, would it make you more likely, let's say Bruce announced he was kind of playing more gigs and you were logging on tomorrow to buy tickets, would you try to use a different bank?
Look, I think that's pretty possible, and I've seen other people on Twitter this morning saying the same thing. I mean, that's annoying enough that it would make you switch banks, so it is something that I reckon they'll need to look at. It's not just acceptable that situation can happen and not be addressed. So I think they certainly have a chance of losing customers on the back of that.
Mm. Yeah, well, listen, I'm sorry you didn't get the tickets. I know Bruce, I think he's 74, so he's pushing on a bit, dare I say it. Though he looks like the type of fella who's going to be going for a few years yet. I'd say I suspect Bruce will be back.
Well able to rock it anyway, yeah, there's no doubt about it, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Listen, Amelia's on the line as well, Ollie. She joins us. Amelia, what happened with you?
You can hear me all right there now, can you?
I can, absolutely. We can hear you, Amelia, yeah.
Perfect. And I'd just like to say, Bruce is 72, so give him 2 years back there now. I had the same problem. I was across a couple of devices there this morning from 7:30, getting my, trying to sort tickets. Because I've seen Bruce a lot of times. But this was probably the most stressful sort of ticket experience, especially since now they, with the two-factor authentication and everything. And I was pretty shocked by how badly the Bank of Ireland app let people down, myself, a lot of people. No matter how many times you went to kind of refresh the app, it just stopped. And so, you know, you were putting in, you'd done your PIN, you'd done all your card details and whatever. But it absolutely was just giving you a blank white page. And so I lost out on 3 days of tickets across 4 different devices.
Oh, my God.
Which is
Did you get your hands on them at all? Any tickets?
So in the end, I managed to get 2 tickets on the Tuesday, which I'm delighted about.
Bank of Ireland came through for you in the end, did they?
Oh, no, they did not.
Oh,
I
what
managed
happened?
to very much switch to my Revolut. And yeah, so all thanks to Revolut. And I think this is, you know, in terms of obviously it kind of lends to the wider banking issue here in terms of, you know, we're obviously very limited for choice. But, you know, I've been with Bank of Ireland for, you know, over 10 years and now I'm going, what's the point in being with Bank of Ireland? You know, if they can't, you know, handle a load of people logging on to buy tickets on Ticketmaster, I mean, what am I doing?
You and Ali are not the only ones angry with them today. For what it's worth, Bank of Ireland say, we are aware that some customers experienced an issue with our app this morning. Our technical teams worked on the issue as a priority and it was fixed later in the morning. We sincerely apologise for any inconvenience caused to customers. Later in the morning meant after all the tickets were sold out. Anyway, Amelia, I'm glad you got your tickets and I hope Ali Gorman and Leash manages to get his hands on a couple.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.